Now, Dave, we've gone straight to the horse's mouth this morning.
Yeah, Dr. Carl, his little book of climate change is out now as well. But Dr. Carl, can you explain this whole thing to us?
It's pretty complicated, and it took the Greeks and other early astronomers thousands of years to do it. And they had the advantage of being able to draw pictures in the sand, whereas I've got to draw pictures in your mind.
Yes.
Let's give it a go.
Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, right, good luck. Go. Okay, here we go. Okay, so firstly, imagine you're floating out in space and you're looking down on the solar system and you can see the sun, big blob. Mm. And then you look a little bit more closely and you can see that going around the sun, orbiting it around it, is this planet, Earth. And now forget the fact that it takes years, just forget that. But it's there in space, you know, going around the sun. And this planet, it spins, it rotates on its own axis once every 24 hours. So if you're sitting on the surface of this planet, if you're looking down and you can see you guys in Mackay, you can say, oh, part of the time they're looking at the sun, you know, roughly half of each 24 hours, and the other half, they're looking out into the blackness of space. So there's your night and day. You with me?
Correct.
The
yep.
First,
yep. I've yeah, got okay. that. Yeah, you haven't lost me yet. No.
Okay. Give it now, time.
The next bit's a bit more complicated. The vast majority of people do not know how long it takes the moon to go around the Earth. And that period of time, we call that a moonth or a month.
Okay, so it takes a month for the moon to go around the Earth.
The vast majority of people today do not know that the moon takes a moonth to go around the Earth.
A moonth.
It sounds like you're drunk.
I love it.
Yeah. A moonth.
It kind of got lost in the schooling system somewhere.
There you go.
So a month.
Right?
Yep.
It takes a moonth to go around the Earth. So now keep on looking at it from above, right?
Mm.
So roughly half of that moonth, that rock, the moonth, is going to be kind of on between the Earth and the sun. Yeah, you know, for half that moonth,
yes,
yeah, because
yep.
it takes a moon to go around.
Yep.
Yeah. So it turns out that there's this period where it's possible, if you look in the sky, depending on where your little house is, you know, where Mackay is,
mm.
you know, facing the sun or not, it's possible to see both of them in the sky at the same time.
Right. No, I was going to say, because the flat earthers all think that the moon and the sun are in the sky at the same time because we are flat earth. That's what was confusing me.
The flat earthers kind of confused me too. They reckon that there's no such thing as space or the moon or the sun or satellites. You know, they reckon that there's a barrier up there called the firmament, 200 kilometres up. Do you know about that one?
No.
Now, let's not even dive down that pathway.
Go I'm down sorry. The rabbit hole. Let's go.
Okay. So roughly half of that moon's, because the moon will be on the side of the Earth where the sun is. So if you're sort of staring at the sun, there's a chance you might be able to see the moon low on the horizon, the other horizon high in the sky somewhere.
Wow.
And then the other half of the moon's orbit, it's away from the sun. So you'll only see it when your planet, when you're facing, when Mackay is facing away from the sun.
So what happens then if I can see the Earth and the moon, sorry, the sun and the moon in the sky at the same time? What's happening on the other side of the Earth? Because I feel like
people,
nothing.
Those people cannot see the sun. And they cannot see the moon because the moon is on the other side of this 12,000-kilometer lump of rock.
Okay, does that make any sense? The biggest question, Dr. Carl.
It is complicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you understand it now, Jay?
Think about it. Draw a diagram.
Yeah.
Now, there's even diagrams on Wikipedia. Mm. It is complicated. Look, it took astronomers thousands of years, and part of the problem is that most people do not know that the moon takes a moon to go around the Earth. You need to know that. And most people don't know that.
So that's where the word month comes from. I'm mesmerized by
you
that.
You know, people were taking the pee out of me because I didn't know the explanation as to why the moon and the sun were in the sky at the same time. So it's not actually a dumb thing not to know, right?
Oh, we all have different areas of ignorance. Like, I've got a few geologists, mate.
I'm very ignorant, if you ask Dave.
No, but we all have different areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that you guys can operate a mixing desk.
Mm.
Mate, I've tried many times. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we all have different areas of what we know and what we don't know.
See, I told you. I wasn't that dumb for asking the question. Thank you, Dave. You were one of the leaders of taking the pee out of me for not knowing.
Yeah,
Make sure you grab Dr. Carl's new book, too, by the way. It actually is a good read.
So yeah. Oh, look, I actually bought it the other month. Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change.
Dave is into that sort of stuff. You can hear that again, by the way, on the listener app. Thank you for explaining all to us this morning, Dr. Carl. Appreciate your time, as always.
And don't worry, it took astronomers thousands of years to work it out.
It'll still probably take me thousands of years to realise the conversation this morning. Hear it again on the listener app, Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.